forever, amen. We thank you, good song. God bless you. I want you to look in Genesis chapter 3 tonight. About the Bible, we'll look there. Just a verse of scripture that I want to start with tonight. Say a few things. God help me. Trust me with His Word. And to be the rightly divided and be said, thank God, according to His will. In the book of Genesis chapter 3 is a chapter that's got a lot in it. And it deals with the fall of man, deals with the promise of the Messiah. And there's a lot of things said from the fall of man, cursed his own man because of it. Don't you recognize the fact tonight that in verse number 21, the Bible said, unto Adam also and to his wife, did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them. And tonight I want to talk to you about the sacrificial system or the sacrificial way God set everything up. Now, tonight, it's understanding to me tonight that God, no doubt, talked to Adam about some things. Now, we don't know all the things He talked to him about. He did meet with him in the cool of day. He gave him commandments. He told him not to eat the tree of knowledge of good and evil and all. What would happen when he did, of course, it did come to pass. God had mercy on him, not because of what Adam did. But listen, Adam sewed fig leaves together to try to cover up the sin, and he was naked, and he found it out on a conscious waking up by the fact that he had sinned against God, and they hid themselves from God. And so God right there could have done away with them if he had chose to. God didn't choose to do that, but he could have. The soul that sinned fit shall die. And God could have dealt with them in that, and not only they died spiritually, but they could have died physically because of sin. But God didn't do that, and God had mercy on mankind. And therefore, in verse 21, my reason, He made coats of skin to clothe them. And the fleas didn't do no good, brother, because it was not a sacrificial offering. And when you look at this tonight, I want to say this, I want to get ahead. There's a lot of things in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, brethren, that have been been continued through the days of the church that was done in Christ. The church don't have to do that no more. Amen. The sacrifices and all that God set up in His system or in His plan, that come forth. See, here's the thing tonight. When God took these goats of skins, He had to kill an animal to get them. And that animal was innocent. The animal didn't sin. He took the life of that animal, and slew it, And thank God took the skins of them animals and clothed the man and the woman. That's a picture of the grace of God in Christ. Giving Himself, thank God, for mankind. Every sacrifice in this text, every sacrifice in the Scripture tonight, is all pointing to the ultimate sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you see tonight, if you look at the Scripture tonight, and go through it, we find Cain and Abel bringing an offering to God. And Cain brought what? The fruit of his hand. And it was sufficient because it was a sacrificial offering. Abel brought the first of his flock. And brother, he offered that first of the flock there to God, and God accepted it. He said he had a more excellent what? Sacrifice. It was a sacrifice. The system of God, the plan of God is the sacrifice. That's how it is. You look through the Scripture tonight and listen. I think this tonight. I think we take away from what Christ did and the grace of God. When we try to do these things in our own strength, in our own flesh. We set things up in a church. We worship a building. Thank God for a place to meet. But we worship furniture. They say this is a sacred dance. This is no sacred dance. The only thing sacred is Jesus. God Himself. It's not sacred, friend. This is a respected place because of Him. Tonight is in us that we worship, amen, but that's just taken away, amen, from the grace of God. Everything's been done in Christ. You can't do nothing else, amen, for it's yourself. Here's what I want to tell you tonight. Amen. People say, well, what do I need to do? I'm going to tell you what you need to do. God, the only thing you can do is believe.
That's right.
You don't sacrifice animals. You don't do works. Your hands can do nothing that God's ever going to accept. It's already been done. Amen. Listen. Amen. Listen. God, in that chapter there, Cain was rejected. Amen. Did not God say to him, if thou dost well, shalt thou not be accepted? Amen. But Cain rejected that. Cain went out and murdered his own brother. Amen. And the Bible said, amen, that brother, he killed innocent blood. I mean, a man that had to listen. Thank God, the blood of Abel cried out from him. Thank God, from the sand, from the ground. Amen. He is, as he said here, thank God. Amen. What if that cried out? Where is thy brother? He said, am I my brother's keeper? Amen. He rejected the fact of what he did. Thank God, it was my friend to murder his own brother. Thank God, because why? Listen, because he rejected his sacrifice. The sacrifice a man never works. Thank God, the sacrifice God does. Amen. God always sacrificed himself. Thank God that he could be satisfied. Thank God only with that sacrifice. Thank God that he can redeem mankind. Thank God that nobody gets saved apart from the blood of Jesus Christ. And the blood got to be shed. Thank God for mankind. And every sacrifice. Thank God my pen it was. Thank God a slain. Amen. The blood had to be. Thank God because of the life of the flesh is in the blood. And the life had to die. Amen. If you look at the altar tonight, okay, well, in my mind, here's one thing. How does a man know about an altar? I think the first mention of altar, amen, when we get here, amen, thank God, is Noah. Noah, the Bible said, amen, made an altar. The Bible said, and Noah built an altar unto the Lord, and took everything based, everything found, offered, burnt, offering on the altar. Amen. Listen to me. The altar is a place of death.
Yes.
The altar is a sacrifice.
Yes.
It's a death, brother. That's what the altar's for.
Yes.
Amen. Every animal that was slain in the Old Testament, thank God, was put on the altar. Amen. Listen. Thank God it was for man's sin. Amen. The animal's the one that took the punishment. Amen. That took away sin for a year. But he went with them with the blood into the holy place, the high priest. Thank God, listen. Thank God he had to have a sacrifice. He had to have the blood. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. See, any work salvation is the non-sacrificial plan of God. It's denying the whole plan of God. To say that a man of God be baptized is denying the plan of God. Baptism is identified with the sacrifice.
Yeah.
He died, thank God, and rose again. Amen. Listen, brother, these people preach this stuff as denying the grace of God. He said, I do not frustrate the grace of God.
Amen.
If righteousness came by law, Christ died in vain. The law does say the soul that sinneth shall die. And a man breaks the law of God, he's guilty.
Yeah.
He said tonight, that's why we're guilty. Amen. We're sin. I broke the law of God. And listen tonight, because of that, a man has to have forgiveness or he'll not enter in the kingdom,
amen.
You got to have forgiveness. It's got to be. You've got to have remission. Without the shedding of blood, there'd be no remission. Amen. Listen, thank God that joining the church don't do nothing. Listen, I say again, you don't join the church. He adds you to the church. And brother, you don't get in his church unless you've been saved.
Amen.
You can feel a church membership roll up tonight with people. That don't mean nothing. What is church membership? Church membership is that God has birthed you in the family of God and you become a member of His body.
Yes.
And that body is become a local assembly of believers that meet in a place, thank God, to worship. Amen. And hear the word of God. Amen.
you. Hey, God, uphold what Christ did told us to do. Hey, then listen. Hey, God, we're the church. It's the pure and ground of what truth. Hey, then, but who's the head of it? Christ is. Hey, then, the resurrected Christ is. That's why we have it tonight. We have a body of believers, thank God, because of the resurrection. Hey, then, listen. This ain't a club.
No.
It's not. It's not an organization of people. It's an organism. A living organism.
Yes,
it's people that have been spiritually born. The church is a spiritual body. Yes. Amen. Even though we're in physical bodies, it's a spiritual body. We're born of the Spirit. That's why we have the Spirit. That's why the gifts are from the Spirit. That's why the fruit is of the Spirit. It's the fruit of the Spirit. It's not the fruit of joy, it's the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. That's why the fruit manifests. Because the Spirit manifested. Amen. And listen. I know there's no works of man and not nothing you can do in the flesh. Amen. To gain any acceptance with God. Amen. He's got to do it for you. Amen. That's how you accept it. See, the altar was built here by Noah. He offered up. Thank you. Listen tonight. God don't want you to offer nothing.
Yes, sir.
He's already offered himself. You see what I'm saying? You say, I come and offer God. It's still you going to offer God. God's already offered himself. Everything's been done. If you get this, it'll help you. In a positional truth of God, that God's Son, Jesus, has done everything that needs to be done. Amen. Listen. Thank God. He uses us to fulfill His will on earth.
Yes.
As a body of believers, we function in the Spirit. God works in the Spirit. And God uses us in the Spirit. That's why you'll have fruit in your life if you're saved. Because the Holy Ghost will bear fruit in your life. That's why He did that in John 15. Amen. Some bear fruit, some more fruit, some much fruit. But there will be fruit.
Yes.
Now, the fruit, thank God, I think, is the Spirit of God, is Christ in you, and then affecting people, thank God, in the gospel. I believe, thank God, the fruit of the Spirit that God gives us and produces, thank God, thank you, love, joy, peace, love, some generous, fearless goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, against such as no law, that will be evident in your life. Amen, listen, that's just the way it is. Amen, listen tonight. Everybody, God does, it'll work. Everything man does, it won't work. In what God set up. Everything. If you ever see this tonight, when you can't do it, He does. Long as you think you can help Him, listen, He don't need no help.
No.
He bought you with blood. He bought you with blood and he's got you. Amen. Tonight as His purchase, what? Possession. We're sealed by the Holy Ghost until the day of redemption. And until that day, you're His possession. If you possess something, and He said this morning, amen, you have it. Amen, you have it. You possess something. God has us tonight. Amen, we're not wonders. Amen, we're like God's possessors. We're possessed tonight of Him. And He bought us with His blood. Amen. The body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. And brother, the Holy Ghost lives in the temple of God.
Yes.
That's right. But it comes from Christ.
Yes.
Now I know we talk about cutting the altar. And I know some people don't agree with me. It don't matter. I don't fall out over people using terms. But the fact of it is, you don't cut an altar. He is the altar.
Right.
He offered Himself. He offered Himself. Listen, when anybody gets saved, Jesus didn't say, come unto the altar. He said, come unto me.
Yes.
That's what He said. I'm using the Bible. Now, I'm going to tell you tonight. If you use the Bible and not divide it and look at what it says, thank God you'll get out of all these sayings and traditions that man's made up. The way people think in their mind, they've got to do that. Hey, friend, He's already done that.
Yeah.
You got to do everything the Holy Spirit tells you when He's pouring on you. Jesus used a lot of different things in the life of Christ in the Gospels. I mean, He told a man to go wash in the pool and come back to you. He is the pool. Amen. He's everything. You see what I'm saying? He's the doctor. He healed the leper.
Yes.
Amen. He is the healer. Everything. By his stripes you were healed. I think, in my opinion, that, and what I believe the truth is, that, thank God that that's talking about spiritual healing. That's talking about healing from sin, and the scar of the sin, and the past of sin. And when he healed you, thank God he made you whole. Thank God for what sin done for you and to you. That's what I believe. I believe the blood of Christ. Thank God. If somebody asked me, I believe there's a natural healing in the blood. I said, in him it is. Amen. But listen, the blood that was shed was for sin. Amen. The blood that was shed was on the mercy seat. Having it paid what? Eternal redemption for us. Amen. We don't talk about healing. I believe in healing. I believe God does heal. But it is in Christ and the power of God. And listen tonight, the death on Calvary was for man to be saved. Amen. And inward healing, thank God, comes from that, amen.
Amen.
That's right. Get under, get sick. Sick. You got to get sick to get healed. No man gets healed without being sick. No man gets cleansed without being dirty.
Yes.
No man gets raised unless he's dead. Amen. No man gets found unless he's lost. The Holy Ghost is the operator. And he, listen, Paul preached and Lydia's heart was open. Amen. Listen, what? She attended to the word that they spake and her heart was open. Thank God, and the Holy Ghost, thank God, amen, gave her the truth of the gospel. Amen. And she believed that she is saved. Amen. For that, no, she didn't say nothing. And the Holy Spirit used the word in her heart. Thank God to pray. Thank God, eternal salvation in the home, in the heart of Lydia, and in the home of Lydia. Thank God, God done a miracle.
That's right. Jailer, same way. Here's men get thrown in jail. They get in there and striped and everything else, bleeding, whooped, chained, feet and hands. Amen. And brother, all of a sudden, here comes a, they get to praying and praising God, her faith shakes the prison. Amen. It had to be a big one. Shake the bands off of them. Amen. And shake them off. Brother, listen. I got it took. I got them off. And not a one of them left.
No.
Where did that man get the mindset of, sir, what must I do to be saved? What kind of knowledge did a jailer in Philippi have about being saved besides what they had told him? And what they had heard in them men, what he had heard in them men. Amen. Listen, friend, it don't take much when God's in it. Amen. It surely don't. Amen. If the Holy Ghost gets in it. Amen. And God really works in the man's heart. Amen. Listen, that's being saved. Amen. It'll be, you'll be interested in it. Amen. A man's interested in being saved. If he won't saved, he gets saved. Amen. But he's got to hide and see he's lost. Hey, now listen. He said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. You have to believe who he said he was. You have to believe upon him. Who is Jesus Christ? He's the Savior. Amen. He's the Master, thank God. He's the Lord that died for sin. Amen. Listen, brother, a man don't know till he meets him. Amen.
Amen.
Now, brother, this Noah built an altar, and then the greatest altar builder was Abraham.
Yes, sir.
Abraham built altars. Listen, he offered up the God. He was all. Listen, the Bible said that. He said, thank God, when you went through in that country, and God told him, I'm a blessed. And listen, you can read all that. I will make thee a great nation. I will bless thee and make thy name great. Thou shalt be a blessing. I will bless them and bless thee and curse him and curse thee. And in thee shall all bear the earth be blessed in him. What? In the Messiah coming through him. Thank God, the faith of Abraham. Thank God, it got you to see how the true gospel. Amen. Thank God, he's a heaven. He believed God. Amen.
He did.
When he took his son to the mount, thank God, he said, we're coming back.
Yeah, coming back.
He believed, brother. Yeah. I believe in him. Listen, I don't know. I don't think Abraham knew what was going to go on up there.
No, he did not.
But he took his son up there and laid him on the altar. That's right. It was an altar.
Yeah.
And God saw he wasn't going to hold him. And God turned around, put him around in the thicket that was on the other side.
And he sacrificed that ram. And Isaac went, here's what it was. He staggered not at the promises of God. He staggered not at the promises of God. He believed God in the place that if he had put the knife in him, he was going to get up.
Yes, sir. Amen.
He did. That's right. He believed it. So if you read Romans 4, everyone, what are Romans 4? One of the best chapters in that Bible. About reckoning, being reckoned by faith. Amen. It's the faith of God. It's Him. Amen. It's not a work. He said, the more you work, the more you're down. That killed people, brother. What would people think tonight in a religious church? Amen. If you went in there and said, listen, all them good works y'all doing, they smiled there and said, God send you to hell. That's right. Any man that works to obtain righteousness is only sending himself to hell.
Yes, sir.
And he don't know it. Because he's deceived in religion. He don't know that the work's already been done. Is that hard for a man that's full of pride to say, well, I've got to do this or that, and won't come to the place to say, look, I'm guilty. Amen. He took my place. Amen. I know he did, and I know I'm saved, because he done it for me. Amen. I ain't got to do nothing but believe him. Amen. And he gives me the faith to believe him. He let me hear the gospel. Amen. There's nothing I could do. And when I put my hand to it and try to do it, I'm working myself into the debt that I owe. People sitting out there, oh, I can't say it now. I don't believe that. You know what? I've got too much pride. They've got to help God. They've got to help God.
Yeah.
You can't pay God back.
No, sir.
You owe too much.
That's right.
I owe too much.
Right.
Amen. Yeah. Feel sorry about it. Brother, listen. Why do you do what you do? Really, you don't think about that much. You just do it most of the time. Why do you get up and go to work in the morning? You got a wife. Amen. That's just the way God set it up. He said, by the sweat of the face, you earn your living. Ain't that what He said? But at the same time, there's love in your heart. When you listen, friend, I said this. I said a lot of people say they love, but brother, getting up, going to work, and working for your family, that's a manifestation of love. It's demonstrating it. What you say, preacher? Really, if you look at anything, the motivation of it all is thank God in obedience to God and loving people, amen, and loving Him and then loving people that you minister to. That's the whole motivation. Amen. If this Christ, I mean, God, He put that in His heart, in our heart. Amen. No blood and word only, but in deed and truth. Thank God that the action of a man, thank God, don't work to gain nothing. He worked because he loved. You do gain it. But the gain is the glory of God. Amen. How would you know that I love you? How do you know somebody loves you? They give themselves for you. Ain't that right? Amen. That man gives himself to go to work every day for that family. That's right. Hey, that's what it is. She gives herself to me. I give myself to her. Because love manifests in that. What is this here? It's the love of God. He gave Himself. He sacrificed Himself. Everything pointed that way. The animals and everything. And then He died. Listen, He died that they might live.
Yes, amen.
If you got a hold of this son tonight, you'd run a mile. If you got a hold of the fact that God loved you as a sinner and gave Himself for you that you could go free and you don't have to do nothing but believe.
That's it.
Have you ever seen it? You can't see it unless He lets you know it. But the thing of it is, thank God, it's simple. I know people don't like it, but it is. Amen. Listen, it's only that way when you see it. Amen. It's a knowledge of God. It's a knowledge of truth that this thing has done been taken care of. And there's nothing you can do. Amen. Listen. Hey, God, I say pray as much as you can if God's a touching you. But just don't get tired and cry and cry and cry. Amen. Unless He's dealing with your heart. There's no such thing as self-sacrifice to get God to move. If I can use one man in this Bible that God took notice of, was Cornelius. But he done it in religious, I don't know if you use the word ignorance, but ignorance means you have a lack of knowledge of it. Cornelius prayed, he gave alms, he done everything he knew to do as far as what I can read, according to the book of Acts. And God set his affection on that man before he ever done anything. He did you. If he hadn't set his affection on you before, he surely wouldn't have done it after. That's right. He says, Jeremiah says it's an everlasting love.
Yes.
Right. Everlasting means it's always, and everlasting means everlasting. If he set his affection on me, amen, because of his own love, amen, and goodness, brother, listen, I got hated way in town I got here.
Yes, sir.
His affection, son. Abraham built an altar. You ever notice this here? When Abraham went to Egypt, he didn't build an altar.
Yes, sir. Amen, brother. Come on.
He didn't build an altar. He went to Egypt because of the fact. Amen. And he never went down there and built an altar. He even lied down there and told the man was his sister, and it was his sister. Amen. Thank God have one. Amen. Thank God's right. Yes. Amen. But listen, it was his wife.
Yes.
What did God do? He played Pharaoh's house.
Yes, sir.
So Pharaoh realized something ain't right. And he said, why did you tell me that? Here, I could have married her.
Saw her spark.
That's right. Well, he saw the spark in Isaac, praise God. And Rebecca. Amen. That's right. He looked out the window. He told the same thing.
Yeah, come on.
But the whole thing is, he built an altar. He built an altar in Egypt. You know why? Because the world, listen, the world is the world. And you ain't going to think about the altar down there in Egypt. Amen. You're thinking about, praise God, being up. Amen. Listen, taking care of by the world. Brother, when he went, he took Lot with him. That's where he saw that well water plain in Egypt like Sodom.
Yes.
You know Sodom was a Canaanite country. Now, you think on that and read it sometime. When he looked his eyes, he could lift his heart up and pray to God when he said, choose what you want. He told Lot that because there was strife between them. Because they had a bunch of substance. That's where a lot of people get that strife in. Covetousness is one of the worst sins you got in the Bible. You better build an altar. In that day, Christ is the altar. He, listen. Reckon yourselves dead indeed unto sin.
Yes, sir.
That means count. He's crucified.
Yes.
The old man.
Amen.
That's right. And the affection and the lust thereof. That's right. He did. In his own power. In the death of Christ. Amen. Listen. Everything he did on Calvary is sufficient for us today. Thank God to live a life of self-denial.
Yes.
You know why Joel don't live self-denial the way he ought to sometimes? It's because he likes himself. You've got to die to live. Jesus died that we might live. He gave himself for high. He laid himself down for high. Amen. He sacrificed himself. Brother Abraham, he built the altar and he offered something up to God. Sacrifice. It's sacrificial. Sacrificial giving is blessed. I mean, it ain't no sacrifice if it don't cost you something.
There you go. That's what
David even said that. He poured the water out when them men, even though they gave up their life, he said, he poured the water out. Yeah. Offering it to God. Listen, friend. Amen. He said, it's a threshing floor. He said, I'll give you a threshing floor. He said, I wouldn't take nothing that don't cost me something. Mm-hmm. He said, God forbid that I should sin and ceasing to pray for you. Yeah. He knew it was a cause to do anything for God. Amen. That the Holy Ghost would cause you. Thank God to give us a sacrifice. He said, give your body a living sacrifice.
Yes, he said, yes, sir.
Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. What is acceptable to God? holy, acceptable to God, a sacrifice. That's what's acceptable to God. Amen. That's right. You were sacrificed with Him. Amen. That's right. You was crucified with Him.
Behind the tree.
Amen. Everybody, listen, friend. Amen. Think on this sometimes. Don't buck on it. When He died, you died.
Yes.
When He rose, you rose.
Yes.
When He ascended, you ascended. And God, listen, He represents you tonight at the right hand of the Father, ever living to make intercession on our behalf. How in the world you think you're going to make it? It's by Him tonight. Thank God, His sacrifice, what He did, satisfied God. That's what He said. It pleased God to release Him, amen.
Amen.
Right. Here's what God said. Can I put it in plain English right here? He said, ain't a man alive can do what needs to be done. That's why my son become a God, the God man, to do for you what you can't do. And it pleased me to punish my own son for sin once, to put my wrath on him because I don't want to put it on Redmond. I don't want to put him in hell. I don't want to put him in under the judgment of God, even though he's condemned already because he believes not. Thank God, but listen enough. Thank God he died, thank God, to save sinful man. And he took the punishment off me and put it on his son. And if anybody ever wants to see what sin looks like and what God thinks on sin, look at what his son went through on the cross.
Amen. Amen. Yes,
right.
Sir.
Sacrifice. Brother, let me tell you this another. Are you listening? You read this whole Bible here. You read the Old Testament, it's sacrificial. Sacrificial animals, goats, bullocks, all kind of animals offered. That's right, on the altar. I'm going to read this verse and I'm through tonight. In Hebrews, if you'll look with me there tonight, in turn 5, you know, that's all right too. Amen. But here's what he said in the book of Hebrews, and I'm going to read it here to you tonight, and God help me get there. Amen. Notice this here. Notice what he said. He said, now yet that he should offer himself often as the high priest, nor yet that he should offer himself often as the high priest enter into the holy place every year with blood of others.
Yeah.
It wasn't his blood. Listen, it wasn't the high priest's blood. But Jesus, it was his. He is our high priest, and it was his blood.
And his blood.
Listen to me. There's no, listen, if you're saved tonight, if you are saved, if you're saved, there's no possible way you could ever not have it.
Amen.
Because it's in the blood.
Amen.
You might go astray and he'll whoop you as a child.
Sure.
And he'll deal with you in your heart as a child when you don't do right. But you'll never be disowned. Because the blood's on the mercy seat, having obtained what eternal is. Eternal means forever. It don't begin in time. He set it up. He's a lamb slain before the world began. And in time, he become that lamb. Thank God. So obtain eternal distance for us. And the blood's on the mercy seat. And it never will lose the power.
Amen.
It's sealed. Thank God this day of redemption. And brother, I'm telling you what tonight. Thank God that's the truth.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen.
Those is here. He said, verse 26, for then must he have often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. God said, I'm going to become the sacrifice. I'm going to be the sin. He said he was made sin for us. Amen. Listen, he was made sin for us. In other words, he was the sin offering. He was the one that was offered for sin. He had to be. It was no be. God could never justify you without the sin offering.
Amen.
He never justified man completely. In the Old Testament. Because it was every year they had to come back. Amen. It never made the comers perfect. They never were perfect. Amen. Listen. When you see this stuff, in Christ you're perfect.
Yes.
In Christ you're perfect. You're complete. Amen. Listen. We're complete in here. There's nothing else you can do. Thank God to have completeness in that. He's already done it. Amen. Notice here. Amen. Listen, verse 27. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this judgment, he kept my appointment. He took my eternal death. The reason I'm not going to die spiritually is because He died for me.
Yes, sir.
Notice verse 28. So Christ was once offered. The Baron said to me, why would I have to offer anything? He's already been once offered.
Right.
You don't have to offer nothing. You have to believe it.
Right.
Yes, yes.
Right.
How did that come, Miss Kayla? How? This come by faith. This little boy that's going to be born, come by faith. He offered Himself that you might have access into this grace wherein you stand, that you can pray and thank God. Listen, amen, offer up prayers. Amen, but listen, you don't have to offer up nothing. He's already done it. As far as a sacrifice, there's nothing. Hey, God, amen, man can do. He done it all. Amen. And unto them that look for Him shall He appear the second time without sin and salvation.
Amen.
Amen. He's already took care of sin. He's not done that again. He said this, look in Hebrews chapter 6. He said, it's impossible for a man to spit. He said, it's impossible for a man.
That's right.
If you're saved, it's impossible you to get re-saved.
Right.
It's impossible for Him to apply the blood again.
Right.
It's impossible for Him to secure you again.
Right.
It's impossible because it's already been done. Hey, man, listen, that's right. Thank God for it. They take them scripture, preach God for grace. It's the security of the believer. It ain't going to happen. Hey, man, everybody's saved. They ain't got to go through that again. They ain't got to do that again. Hey, man, you don't have to get saved again. You can't. You get saved once. You die once as a saved man.
Yes, sir.
Not twice.
That's right.
You don't face a second death. He took your wrath. You don't have to face a second death.
Right.
Right. Amen. You face the first death. That's the death of the body. The second death's the eternal damnation on the soul. A mankind is sin. Christ took your place. It's a sacrifice. That means that he was not guilty. He never sinned. He could not have sinned. He never sinned. But He took your sin. Who knew no sin? That we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. The sacrifice is the way God set it up. Amen. Hey, God's friend, people say, well, I'm doing this, brother, and this. Don't say nothing. Amen. He's already done it. The only thing we say is that grace enabled me, thank God, to do this, and I bless Him for letting me on. Somebody said, how long have you been preaching? I said, for a while. But grace enabled me. It wasn't me. It's the grace of God. Christ said, Paul said it wasn't me, but it's the grace of God. You see, grace enables a man to fulfill what God set up in us. And brother, listen, He's done it all. And then if he would see that, the gospel would be real in him. The seer seeing it has already been taken care of, and they can believe Him unto salvation.
Yes.
But the whole problem is, man don't see he's a sinner. And he don't see what condemnation he's under. Because of sin. And that's right. Do you know why the Holy Ghost come to you to show you that? Through the Word preached. God come to you and said, that preacher talking to you. But it wasn't the preacher talking to you, even though he used his voice, it's God talking to you. And saying, this is the way you view, this is the way you're seen. Your sin is guilty. You're seen as a sinner. And you're seen as condemned and going to hell. And He'll let you lay in that a while. He might save you right away. But He might let you walk through that 2 or 3 weeks or more.
Yes. Amen.
God deals. He can save a man like He did Paul immediately. He does save immediately. But He could let you lay around in that Holy Ghost demons of God and showing you what you are till you get to the end of yourself. Some of you might never know. You know why? Let's get these people in. No, God might be dealing with them.
Can you pull a baby out when it ain't ready?
You got to be born out. I'm not against praying with people. I'm not against trying to be a help to people.
But when it comes down to it, the day you got saved, yeah, it was a regeneration of God in a man's heart. But it has to go back to the sacrifice that Christ shed His blood for that man, and he got to see that. And it ain't him, it's Christ. When a man sees, and I'm going to be honest with you, when I got saved, I saw Christ. But I did not know nothing else, Brother Joe, nothing about the Bible. Yet I was a lost man, and I needed to be a saved man, and I didn't know how to get saved. But the Holy Ghost of God came to me as real as you are and revealed Christ to me. And when He did, the knowledge of God and the light of God turned in on me and opened my eyes and immediately made me a new creature. Thank God. And I'm telling you, I was brand new. What did I know? I didn't know much. But I knew that's what happened to me.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Everybody gets saved. Somebody said, well, you had to get, well, I had to get saved the way you did. You had to get saved by the Lord Jesus. And you have to, it had to be the light turned on to you by the Holy Ghost power. And He's going to turn it on. Here's how you know He turned it on. It's on. How do you know He's got the light on? It's on. Amen. Listen, and the light says, let me teach you some things. Let me show you what He done for you. He shows you them things. Because you've got the light to see. You can't get a blind man to read it. But when he opens his eyes, he'll see it. But God has to open his eyes. That's right. That woman over there is a better person than me. She lived and went to Lutheran church all her life. We was talking about the other day. I'll be honest with you, I didn't care nothing about church. Didn't care nothing about religion either. I went to play ball. I met her there, that's a good thing. But she went to church every service. I don't know about a Lutheran mess. I mean, she didn't even lay out. Her family wouldn't even lay out. I just went enough. Why? To see my friends. They didn't do no preaching. When I went to, after I got saved, I went to the Lutheran minister and I said, what do you think about being born again? He said, born again? I said, yeah. I said, the Bible. He said, where? I said, John 3. He looked at it. This is what he did. He took his Bible. I don't know what kind it was. And I like the guy. That don't mean that spiritually. In John 3, he turned over there. This is what he said. And he read it. This is what he said. He turned over there to John 3, and he started reading it. And when he got down to verse 5, he said, except a man be born of water. He said, that's it for baptism. That means that when they're baptized as an infant, they inherit the paternal life. And I knew good and well that wasn't true because, brother, I knew water couldn't change to do what God done for me. Infant baptism is a false doctrine.
Yes, sir.
One mode of baptism, that's after salvation.
Amen.
And that's by immersion. Because it pictures the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord. And listen, both ordinances deal with the death of Christ. The church ordinances. But I'm telling you what, he knew I wasn't coming back. He said, I hate to lose you. That's what he said. I never told him I was going to leave. He said, I hate to lose you. I'm glad, thank God he did. He didn't lose me. God gained me by his own grace.
Yes.
Amen. You know what the man did? He called me brother. I mean, I ain't never heard nobody in a Lutheran church say, what do you say, brother? That man called me brother. He said, brother. That's what he said. I was so changed by the grace of God, son, I knew that I didn't know the Bible, but I'm telling you, I knew the Holy Ghost was in me, and he had told me what he was saying was the truth, and I told him I didn't believe that and walked out. Brother, listen, if a man's saved, he's saved. And there'll be truth in him. Amen. And he did, Paul, when he got saved, he was as educated in religion as he had been as any man. But when he got saved, he didn't go back to the feet of Gamaliel.
No.
He went to Christ. And he did, and listen, he went 3 years.
Yes, sir.
Conferred not with flesh and blood.
Amen.
He's a God taught man. That's how you get taught to.
Amen. God uses people to preach the peace, but God's the one that fixes.
That's right.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Sacrifice. Sacrifice has already been done. Amen. You can do all kinds of sacrifices and say, I'm going to do this, do that. God, you'll never earn favor with God. You're too sinful. You can't earn favor with God. I'm too sinful. The favor comes through His Son. He's the one that sacrificed Himself that I might go free. Thank God, that's a good bit of sin. Amen. That's a good deal if you want to say it. Come and break of it. Thank God, don't do it yourself. You'll go to hell. Trust Him today. Amen.
Amen.
Right. I appreciate you listening tonight. God bless you for coming. Amen. Thank the Lord. Brother Joe, pray for us.
Father, I do thank you, Father. I thank you for, your great salvation.
God bless you.
Your great salvation. Your great love.
Yes.
As you shed it on me, especially on that day, Father.
Yes, God.
Your word did accomplish
God.
What you set out to do.
No, God. You do.
Him like a net. And
you bless it, Father. Jesus Christ.
I can't thank you enough for what you did
God
on that day. And it gets sweeter and sweeter all the time.
Yeah, God.
And I thank you again for that. Father, we're needy.
Yeah, God, help us.
And, you just loaded my wagon tonight, Father.
Yeah, God.
For that. And I pray especially for Brother Larry and his
yes, Lord.
I pray you lift him up. Father,
God bless
you. Grace is sufficient. We know that.
God bless
you. Through this trial,
God help us.
Ready to go home. And I thank you, Father. Thank you that our paths have crossed. And I come to know him, and he's come to know me. And I look forward to the day when I will meet him again, Lord. I thank you, Father. I thank you for the promises. When I doubt and I have fears, I thank you, Father, that I have promises that I can think on, that I can lean on. They're sure. There's nothing sure in this life except you, Father. Nothing. I pray, Father, that you help others that are sick and afflicted. I think of my children. I pray you lift him up. I think of this, can't think of her name, but you know her, Father. I pray you bless them. I pray also, Father, that you take and touch us. That no matter where we go, what we do, people will see the Lord Jesus
yes,
Christ
God.
In us. And what is different about us and the rest of the world?
Yes.
It will draw them to you. Use us, Father, as you will. Guide and direct our steps throughout the week, Father. Return us at the hour appointed. And I pray you all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. I love you. Appreciate you.